The Amherst Holiday Tournament High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a three. Lease in the left-hand corner, no good. Offensive rebound all alone is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now seven in a row, but the Stars are up by 10.
The 2012 portion of the season wraps up today with a quality championship match. Both teams are hoping to end the year on a winning note and carry the momentum into 2013. It's the championship of the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Amherst High School. It's time for the final game of the 2012 Amherst Holiday Tournament. It's the boys' championship between the Amherst Broncos and the Kearney Catholic Stars. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. In the girls' game, it was an offensive outpouring as Kearney Catholic won the championship 92-52 over Amherst to remain undefeated at 10-0. Amherst is now 6-3. 23 points in the game for Michaela Mestel, as the Stars had 11 different players score in the contest. 17 points, 9 rebounds for Megan Anderson. For Amherst, 13 points apiece for Sydney Tobenheim and Jessica Fernandez. The boys' game is coming up next. The Stars are undefeated. Amherst is 6-2, and we'll look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Earlier today in the consolation games, it was North Platte St. Pat's sweeping Ogallala by almost identical scores, 52-35 in the girls, 51-34 in the boys. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for our boys' championship, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Kearney Catholic is the visitor, and they will go with number one, a 5'9" junior, Matt Moore. Number 10, a 5'10" senior, Ryan Hoosman. Number 20, that is a 5'9 senior, Connor Stripe. Number 24, 6'2 senior, David Squires. And number 30, 6'1 senior, Alex Leese. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Leese, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. Kearney Catholic is 8-0 on the season. They are ranked 6th in the preseason in C1. For the Amherst Broncos, they'll go with number 12, a 6-foot junior, Dominic Abbott. Number 14, a 6-foot senior, Austin Jen. Number 20, a 5'9 freshman, Trey Tobenheim. Number 24, 5'10 freshman, Braden Eckhout. And number 42, 6'4 senior, Caleb Lockhorn. Head coach, Clark Ribble, assisted by Brett Nolette, Bill Giffen, Mitch Olson, and Les Adelung. Amherst is 6-2 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off in a moment here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web. at flatriverpreps.com.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As the traveling stars of Kearney Catholic in the dark green and gold trim will send Alex Lees to jump it up against Caleb Lockhorn in the home white and red trim, and Kearney Catholic will win the tip. They move from right to left, Amherst from left to right as viewed along your radio dial. Man-to-man defense as Hoosman gets it up top to Squires. He's way out top, and guarding him will be Lockhorn. He'll have to be aware that he can shoot that three as Matt Moore drives right side. Spin move, shot, no good. Tommenheim the rebound. And he'll need some help. Now everybody took off, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by the Stars, so Amherst will reset in the backcourt. So we're just underway here in our boys' contest. Glad you're along with us. The girls, although it ended up being a huge win for Kearney Catholic, was a very competitive up-and-down first quarter of play. And again, Amherst is now a D2 school, Kearney Catholic C1. As we said when this started, the schools were both in C2. Here's a good back cut. Austin Jen, though, missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by David Squires. Well set up inbounds play, but just couldn't finish. Lease for three, and he'll hit it to start the scoring here for Kearney Catholic. So Alex Lease, who can be as hot as anybody at times, will get the first points of the basketball game. Amherst with a basketball, driving in. Bounce pass down the left baseline. Lockhorn, nobody gets on him, so he takes the 12-footer and scores. Caleb Lockhorn with the first points of the game here for the Broncos. 3-2, Kearney Catholic on top by 1 minute in. Dribble penetration by Connor Streit, and hand check foul as he tries to take it to the hole. It's going to be before any shot attempt. The foul will be called on Trey Tommenheim. This is where these freshmen, you'll have to see how they can react to the speed, especially of these seniors that Kearney Catholic puts out there. There's a vast difference in experience. Coach Ribble said they've seen a lot of it in the offseason, but this will definitely be a test. Nothing off the out-of-bounds play here for Kearney Catholic, so they'll set up their offense. Amherst is going to play zone off the out-of-bounds play, 2-3 zone. Moore over to Squires, sets up for the three, can't get it, now dribbles, drives, left-handed runner, well off the mark. He swats the ball out of there, ends up in the hands of Connor Streit, and then a foul going to be called on Amherst. They call a foul, they just call it out-of-bounds. Let's see. Yeah, they're going to call a foul here on Dominic Abbott. So it'll be Kearney Catholic to throw it in on the left wing to Lease, trying to post up Hoosman. He did a good job on some turnaround jumpers yesterday on the low post. Get pass over to Moore. Good defense here by Amherst early on. Kick it over to Stride on the left wing. Flashing to the high post. Squires now pops up and takes a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Austin Jen. And here come the Amherst Broncos, who throw it into the cheerleader section. First turnover of the game by Amherst. And we'll come right back over to Kearney Catholic. So Kearney Catholic had the ball a long time on their last possession, and Amherst held it for about 4 seconds. And now Coach Lease is going to make a substitution here and run in Derek Jackson and take Alex Lease out of the basketball game. So across the timeline is Jackson. Between the circles, he'll swing it right side to Matt Moore. Jackson transferring in from Kearney High. He's got it in the left wing. Kicks it over here to Squires, and he is shoved by Lockhorn going for the steal. And Kalen with his first personal foul, third team foul. And that's the danger of having to guard Squires. You have to play him as a post, but he'll play 20 feet, 22 feet away from the hoop. You got to come out and guard him because he'll shoot the three. And that's how Lockhorn got the foul. Back up top with it is Matt Moore. A lot of flashing through the paint, but it's well guarded. Jackson on the right wing. Stars not able to do much right now. Jackson to the free throw line, gives it to Moore. Moore drives in, has the ball knocked away, and ends up in the hands of Hoosman, and Hoosman will put it up and in. Austin Jen got a hand on it, but Brian Hoosman picked up the loose ball, and the Stars are up 5-2. 5:15 to go, first quarter, and Eckhout with it at the top of the circle. He hit four threes yesterday against Ogallala. Tobenheim drives, gets it back out to Eckhout, swings it over to Abbott. Abbott and Jen are the two leading scorers for this team. Abbott's getting you about 17 a game, and he gets his first one right there. He had 25 last night. Abbott and Jen both had 25 last night in their 73-point effort against Ogallala. 5-4 Stars, 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson on top, basically unguarded, so he drives and shoots, but it's no good. And Lockhorn with the rebound. Here come the Broncos. Up on the left wing with it is Eckhout. Eckhout has it knocked out of his hands by Squires. The loose ball is picked up there by Hoosman. Hoosman all the way to the other end. There's contact and a late whistle, a blocking foul called. And Hoosman will go to the line and shoot two, and a technical foul has been issued against the Amherst bench this early in the game. And that is a big play because you're going to get four free throws and the ball with 4:33 to go here in the first quarter. And at the line, Brian Hoosman to shoot two. He's the one that got the blocking foul. The free throw is good. 6-4. Second free throw. And whatever was said with the intent of getting the officials' attention down there, because it was a quick technical. The second free throw is good by Hoosman. And now they're going to keep him up there to shoot the technical free throws. This is a 6 and possibly 7-point swing. And the technical free throw is up and in. And now the fourth free throw on the way. And that one is in. So Hoosman hit them all. That makes it 9-4. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball. And that means that the coach now has to stay on the bench for the game once they pick up that technical. That could be tough for some coaches that just like to coach from their feet. Kearney Catholic basketball, Blake Holtmeyer is in. Into the corner, Connor Streit for the three. It is no good. And the rebound kicks out long to Dominic Abbott. Abbott will push the ball up the floor. Checking into the ball game, Cale Preble and Ty Hadwiger. And now a foul on Kearney Catholic as Abbott drives to the hole. It's going to be on Derek Jackson. And one thing Amherst does not want to do is to fall into Kearney Catholic's trap. Isaac Richter is also checked in. They want him to run with them. And they have to continue to be a little under control here as the free throw is up and in by Abbott. Amherst cannot afford to get frustrated early on. They've looked good in the first 4 minutes. Second free throw now for Abbott. On the way, too strong, and Richter will get the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Quick outlet to Jackson, who brings it across the timeline. A little different five out there, and now foul away from the ball, and it's going to be on Kearney Catholic. Ty Hadwiger flopped to the ground, and I can say he flopped. He fell to the ground when Isaac Richter ran him over, and Richter, trying to get set up on the post, will get his first foul. So this could get a little interesting. Already some gamesmanship going on out there between the two teams. Preble into the right-hand corner, finds Jen. Jen back to Preble, almost walked, got it down to Hadwiger. He turns and shoots and draws the foul. Kearney Catholic has never been afraid to foul. They like their depth. They'll take it at you. The foul is on Blake Holtmeyer, his first. And at the line is the freshman, Ty Hadwiger, to shoot two. And the first free throw is no good. Hadwiger now gets ready for his second attempt. And this one is on the way, and it's short, and Richter will grab the loose ball. Out ahead to Jackson. Stars want to run. They don't have the numbers. Try to get it to the trailer. Holtmeyer finds some seam on the left baseline. Now kicks it off. Here's one more pass to Hoosman underneath, and it's a layup. You make enough passes, you're going to get the layup, and that's what the Stars did. 8 of the first 11 points are Brian Hoosman's for Kearney Catholic, and it's 11-5. Stars lead it by 6. Amherst ball between the circles, and dribbling it off his foot is Preble. Third turnover, Amherst. Layup, Hoosman, and it is good. Hoosman now with 10, and it's 13-5, Kearney Catholic. since that technical foul, it's been a 8-1 run. Stride on Eckhout, really getting handsy. Eckhout finally gets by him, takes the shot, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer, out ahead to Stride. He gets back for the layup, and Amherst needs a timeout, and there it is. Timeout on the floor with 3:07 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 15 and Amherst 5. You're listening to the championship of the Amherst Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And out of the timeout, it is going to be Amherst basketball. Timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. It's always time for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on West 39th Street in Kearney and right here at the concession stand in Amherst. Broncos throw over the top of the press to break it, but they do not attack, so they'll set up in their half-court offense. Preble drives the baseline, and that's Hadwiger, has it knocked out of his hands. Ends up in the hands of Squires, will put it down as a turnover. That's number four. Up top with it is going to be Lease to Squires. Squires underneath, Moore's wide open layup there. Just about every bucket for Kearney Catholic has been the result of a layup. And it's a 12-point lead, and bringing the ball up the floor, a hand-check foul on Kearney Catholic. Blake Holtmeyer with his second personal foul. That's the fourth foul called on Kearney Catholic. And the inbounds pass comes to Amherst. It's close to half court. They are able to save it before getting it over and back. And Austin Jen has it. Back out to Preble, guarded by Holtmeyer. Preble being hounded here. Looks to go underneath, and Moore steps in front of what looked like a wide-open Austin Jen. Great play by Matt Moore to intercept the pass. Now a three-pointer by Zach Jackson, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. And then it's stolen away by Lease. He missed the layup. Squires, though, with the follow. David Squires with another layup for Kearney Catholic. They're up 19-5, taking some air out of the sails here of Amherst. And Coach Don Lease has really been rotating in players. We didn't even see Zach Jackson play yesterday. He's already in there right now. And now John Eberle will check in for Amherst. It was 5-4 when that technical foul was called, and since then it's a 14-1 run by Kearney Catholic. Inbounds pass comes to Dominic Abbott, guarded by Alex Lease. Hard screen. Lease is going to get called for forcing his way through the Ty Hadwiger screen. And for Alex Lease, that'll be his first personal foul. Checking back in will be Connor Strite. And checking out. Well, didn't see you checked out. I apologize. Kearney Catholic on the defense. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Abbott. And the rebound brought down by David Squires. Pushing it up the floor on the right wing is going to be Matt Moore. Moore up top to Squires. Open three. Top of the key. It's good. Squires with his first three. And it is 22-5. Kearney Catholic here in the first quarter of play. Three at the other end in transition. And Eckhout finally answers for Amherst. He is there. Three-point threat, or one of them, and it's 22-8, breaking the long drought here of nearly 5 minutes for Amherst. Stars working inside. Hoosman out to Moore, left-hand corner to Jackson. Back to Moore on the left wing. And we've got a three-second violation called on Kearney Catholic. That'll be their first turnover of the basketball game. And Amherst will take over. Derek Jackson back in, so you've got both Derek and Zach Jackson, Strite, Hoosman, and Squires on the floor for Kearney Catholic. For Amherst, it is Abbott, Jen, Eckhout, Hadwiger, and John Eberle. Up top with it, Eckhout, guarded by Jackson. Good fire inside to Hadwiger, and he'll get the layup. Beautiful pass from Eck out to Hadwiger, and Ty gets his first bucket. Ball into the front court to Hoosman. A minute to go here, first quarter, 22-10. Kearney Catholic leads it by 12. It was 17 just a second ago. Stars spreading the floor here. Almost as if they were playing for the last shot, but I can't see that they would kill a full minute with 22 points on the board. And they're just passing the ball around the perimeter. They flash it high post to Jackson, but don't do anything with it. Sometimes I think Coach Lease does this just for practice. He wants to see how his kids handle this. He doesn't have to go to the last shot. He doesn't have to slow it down, but he's going to kill the last minute here. It's almost stolen away. Strike comes in. They lose the ball. Kearney Catholic turns the basketball over. Still 10 seconds here. Eck out. Knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It will be Amherst ball with 8 seconds to go in the front court. And Brayden Eck out to throw it in. And swinging back into the ball game will be Trey Tobenheim. And they're going to take Eck out, one of your three-point shooters, so they must have a play set up here. Tobenheim to throw it in. Looking in the corner, it's covered. Back out top to Hadwiger. Hadwiger, a couple of dribbles, 5 seconds. Gets it back over to Tobenheim. Tobenheim to Hadwiger, and a travel call before he gets the pass away. Amherst with their seventh turnover here in the first quarter. Just under 2 seconds left here for Kearney Catholic to heave one up. First Eck out will come in. And Tobenheim will come out. Squires to throw it in. Let's see if they can get any kind of a heave. Squires goes to midcourt. There's Hoosman. Throws it underneath the hoop. It's stolen away as time expires. At the end of the first quarter in the boys' championship, Kearney Catholic 22 and Amherst 10. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Hazard, along with the folks on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second quarter begins with Amherst handling the basketball but trailing 22-10. Driving in, Abbott got some trouble, threw it up, no good. The ball ripped down by Kearney Catholic's Brian Hoosman. Long outlet pass, Squires takes it in. His shot won't go. Rebound to Everly, he's fouled. And the foul will go on Connor Streit, his first. That will be the sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Five have been whistled on Amherst, including that technical. Here's a three up and in for Austin Chen, his first points of the basketball game. Second three for Amherst. Amherst has scored eight in a row to cut it to 22-13. Squires, right-hand corner, doesn't take the three. Lease will. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Eckout. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 6 beyond the arc. Amherst is 2 of 3, and a palming call on Amherst. That'll be their eighth turnover. Kearney Catholic with 3. 10 points for Brian Hoosman leads the way in this ballgame for the Stars. Kearney Catholic girls 92-52 in the championship game. And we will talk to Coach Rick Petrie at the half. Just underway in the second quarter of our boys' championship game. 7 minutes to go. It's 22-13, Kearney Catholic. Streit makes the three, gives it inside. Lease, short jumper up and in. Alex Lease. They don't keep it in their hands very long. Catch it and shoot it. It's 24-13. Ball on the right wing. It's Austin Jen. Dumps it down to the baseline. Preble. Down low, Hadwiger. And Hadwiger draws the foul on Brian Hoosman. His first. And time will go to line to shoot two. He's 0 of 2. Does have a bucket. One of the three freshmen that see significant playing time for Coach Ribble and the Broncos. And the first free throw, no good. He's got to throw away that free throw shooting videotape that his dad got him a few years ago and get a different one. Second free throw coming up for Ty Hadwiger. There it is. See, he threw it away, and he's already better. Hadwiger hits the free throw. He's got 3 points, and it's 24-14. On the floor for the Stars, Leese, Holtmeyer, Moore, Squires, and it is also Connor Strike. Stars basketball leading it by 10, but they've been quiet the last couple of minutes offensively. Leese to Moore, overload right side, skip past Squires, left corner. He loves the three. It's on the way, no good. Rebound, Holtmeyer underneath, back up and in, and draws the foul. Holtmeyer with a chance for a three-point play. The foul is going to be on Dominic Abbott. That'll be his second. And the free throw coming up for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer puts up the left-handed free throw and scores. So the three-point play complete. It's 27-14. Kearney Catholic leading it here with 6:20 to go in the second quarter of play. Backing his way in, Abbott to the free throw line, pops it back out to Preble. Preble tries to throw it through the lane. It comes off a knee, picked up there by Austin Jen. Back to Abbott, has a lane, goes to the hoop and scores. 5 points for Dominic Abbott, and it's 27-16. Squires dribbles all the way to the other end, gets trapped underneath the hoop. Shot not good. Holtmeyer rebound, though, and gets the foul. Boy, Amherst did everything right there because Squires should have never taken that shot. He was behind the glass. And then Holtmeyer was there to elevate and grab the rebound. Foul on Cale Preble, his first. And at the line to shoot two is Holtmeyer. He just made the three-point play last time down the floor. And the free throw is off the back of the iron, no good. Trey Tomenheim returns to the game for Amherst. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Updates on the earlier games today. Plus, we'll also give you some score updates from the college football bowl games. Second free throw up and in for Holtmeyer. He gets 1 of 2. We'll also talk with Kearney Catholic girls coach Rick Petrie. Kearney boys and girls are also playing in the GNAC championships today. As Tomenheim brings it across over the top of the double team, gives it to Abbott. Abbott trying to find some opening, goes into the corner to Preble. Preble from 16, no good. Fighting for the loose ball, it's saved by Lockhorn, and the jumper up and in by Abbott. 7 points for Dominic Abbott. 28-18, the lead down to 10. Kearney Catholic, Leese thought about the three, gave it off to Squires. Dumps it down to the baseline. Holtmeyer drives again. It sits on the rim, no good. Got his own rebound, and this time it spins over. Blake Holtmeyer with 6 in a row, and Kearney Catholic up by a dozen. 30-18, 5:15 to go here in quarter number two. Tomenheim with the dribble, trying to stay out of the trap, goes in the corner, Abbott, skip pass from the left corner to the right corner to Preble. Preble drives, gets cut off on the low block, gives it off to his teammate Lockhorn, shot no good, second shot no good, third shot is good, and he's fouled. Lockhorn will go to the line, and he'll try and complete a three-point play. A lot of fouls so far in this game, and they're definitely warranted. Richter and Hoosman in for Kearney Catholic, Hadwiger in for Amherst, as is Jen. And the foul called on David Squires. Here is the free throw attempt now for Lockhorn. And the senior puts it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Alex Leese. Leese will bring it up himself. Top of the key with the dribble, goes left and gives it off to Matt Moore. Moore doesn't want to use the screen. Richter's posting up down low. They lob it to Isaac. Lockhorn tipped it away. Richter got it back to Holtmeyer. He kicks it out to Leese. Leese for three. It's off the mark. No good. Ball punched around in there, and it's grabbed by Lockhorn of the Broncos, his fourth rebound. 30-20, Kearney Catholic. Amherst hanging in there after a 14-1 run by the Stars in the first quarter. Tomenheim right corner. out for a three-pointer. Jen, it's way short. Offensive rebound, Lockhorn, and he got fouled. I don't think Leash knew that Caleb Lockhorn was even in there. And Caleb is going to go to the line to shoot two. Leash will pick up his second foul. And we'll have more substitutions in between the free throws. But first, we'll get a free throw on the way here from Lockhorn. And it is good. 5 points now for Caleb. Squires in, Leash out for the Stars. Tobenheim in, and Jen out for Amherst. College football, Syracuse 19, West Virginia 7, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Halftime, Arizona State 34, Navy 7. Lockhorn hits the second free throw. He's got 6 points, and it's an 8-point game now. The 17-point lead has been trimmed down to 8, 30-22. Kearney Catholic's closest game this year was against another Fort Kearney Conference member in Elm Creek. Richter, turnaround jumper in the paint, uses the square, and scores. Richter with his first bucket. 32-22, Kearney Catholic. Key for Amherst, just get back in the game by halftime, and they've got 4 minutes to do that. They're 10 down. Love to cut it to about 4, if not better. Tobenheim drives, throws up a wild one, no good. Richter with the rebound, baseball pass up ahead to Hoosman. Jump stop, puts up a one-hand, left-hand shot, and it's no good. And Lockhorn brings it down. Hoosman not used to seeing somebody get in his face that quickly and didn't put up his best shot. Instead of slowing it down and kicking it out. Now he goes for the steal and gets it. Hoosman with the steal. Hoosman takes it in. Again, he has to avoid traffic, and this time he scores. There's a dozen points for Brian, and it's 34-22. Amherst quickly across the timeline, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. Amherst fans right in front of him wanted a foul called as they let him make some contact in there. And Amherst to throw it in. At midcourt, Braden Eckhout looking for his freshman teammate, Tobenheim. Instead, he has to go all the way to the other side to Lockhorn. Richter guarding him out at midcourt for some reason. Lockhorn needs some help. Dumps it into the corner, and the ball. A double dribble is called, and I couldn't even tell you on which team. They're going to call it off of Kearney Catholic. They were trying to make the steal. Must have bounced it off their knee. Ball will stay with the Broncos, down by a dozen. With it, Tobenheim. Strike, not letting him get to the baseline. Ball's loose, picks it back up. He's underneath the hoop, gives it to Eckhout, open from 9 and hit it. And then a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be on Kearney Catholic. David Squires trying to clear out for the rebound. And Squires with his second foul. And that will send Amherst to the line for 2 free throws. Adwiger's not going to give any ground, you know that. And Ty will go to the line to shoot 2. So the bucket's good. The foul occurred while that ball was in the air. Free throw is up, and it's good. Chance for a 4-point trip here for the Broncos. And checking back in will be Dominic Abbott. And checking out will be Lockhorn. 34-25. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Amherst dropping back-to-back games earlier this month to Loomis and Kennesaw. Loomis was preseason state rated, and Kennesaw's undefeated. The free throw is no good, and Hadwiger follows it and gets his own rebound. Boy, Amherst drains one here. It gets a little more interesting. Hadwiger drives the baseline out of control. He runs over the defender and gets the charge. He didn't run over the man that was defending him. He ran over Blake Holtmeyer, who would have been hard to see. Richter was covering him up, and Hadwiger with the charge. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball back with 2:45 to go here in quarter number 2. 34-25 Stars. Driving the baseline, and it's there. Hoosman, an easy layup. Brian with 14 game-high points. 36-25. Amherst down by 11, and Tobenheim brings it across the timeline against the man-to-man defense. Working against Connor Streit. There's a little too much pushing, and finally they get the call. Amherst has been yelling all game long for Kearney Catholic to get their hands off. And that's just one of those deals. Some officials are going to call it, some aren't. And Connor Streit with his second foul. Been in the double bonus for a while now. And Trey Tobenheim will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. And the Broncos are going to have to make free throws if they want to stay in this game. And the lefty Tobenheim puts it up. No good. Second free throw coming up. Matt Moore re-enters, and Holtmeyer will check out. On the season, a 66% team from the free throw line. Toppenheim, 61% from the free throw line. Second one is good. So Toppenheim gets one of two, his first point of the basketball game, and it's a 10-point Kearney Catholic lead, 36-26. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:15 to go before halftime. Stars work their offense in the front court. Squires in the right-hand corner. Looking inside for Richter, he's covered by Hadwiger. You got a 6'6 senior against a 6'1 freshman. Skip pass to Squires. There they get it down to Richter. He's open, five-footer off the glass is in. The quick ball movement is what opened up Richter, and it's 38-26. The other way, trying to do the same thing. The Broncos throw it up and in, but they won't count the shot. They'll say that Richter committed the foul before the shot attempt. And for Isaac, that's his second. So a ton of players with two fouls for Kearney Catholic. Richter, Lee, Squires, Strite, and Holtmeyer. And Hadwiger goes back to the free throw line. He's 2 of 6. He's 2 of 7 as the front one hits the first one hits the front of the rim. And checking in, Cale Preble. Second free throw now for Ty Hadwiger, and it's too strong. Tries to follow his shot. This time he doesn't, and Isaac Richter gets the rebound. Pass break the other way. Hoosman, numbers aren't there. Kicks it to the trailer. Squires gives it off to Strite. Strite tripped, and it went right into the hands of Richter, who missed the layup, and then it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Amherst. 1:40 to go here before halftime. 38-26 Stars. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into Richter. He's double-teamed. It's deflected to Matt Moore, and they'll reset. Hoosman kicks it out to Squires. David for three. It's too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Richter. Richter kicks it back out to Squires, who dribbles deep into the right-hand corner. They'll reverse it to Moore over on the left wing to Strite. Skip pass over the top of the zone to Squires. In the paint, Hoosman. Turnaround jumper from 11. It's no good. Ball is tipped, and Preble has the rebound for Amherst. Broncos need a bucket. Up the floor is Eckhout. Eckhout all the way to the hoop, and a travel called. He was expecting some contact from David Squires, and Squires kind of backed off, and Eckhout lost his balance. That is the 10th turnover for the Broncos. Kearney Catholic has 3 and none here in this second quarter. 1:09 to go here in the first half. 38-26, Kearney Catholic by 12. Again, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Stars lob it over the top of the zone. Squires, another three. That one's good. 8 points now for David Squires. First three of the second quarter. 41-16 and out of control at the other end. Amherst loses the basketball. Out ahead to Hoosman. Hoosman's layup is good, and this is where they got in trouble in the first quarter. And the lead back to 17. They had it down to 7, and another turnover against the press. Up ahead to Strite. Strite's layup is no good. Ball tip to Squires. Squires missed the layup, and now we finally get a whistle. And the foul is going to be called on Braden Eckhout. His first. And two free throws coming up here for Kearney Catholic. David Squires goes to the line for the first time. And the free throw is too strong. No good. Everly back in for Amherst. 6-2 Amherst, 8-0 Kearney Catholic Boys Championship of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And the second free throw now for Squires. And David will put this one up and in. And now Squires, who has 9 points, will check out. And Isaac Richter will check back in. But the lead, 8 in a row there for Kearney Catholic. They now are up by 18, 44-26 with 30 seconds to go in the half. Preble trots the ball up the floor, gets it into the hands of Jen. Austin's been very quiet here in the first half offensively. Everly takes it outside the arc, and a reach-in foul called on Derek Jackson. And Kearney Catholic just giving free throws to Amherst right now. And Austin Jen will go to the line and try and cash in a couple here with 16 seconds to go before halftime. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's good. 4 points for Jen, and that snaps the 8-0 run by the Stars. Second free throw up, and it is in. Jen hits them both, 44-28. Kearney Catholic has 15 seconds to get a good shot. Matt Moore, front court, man-to-man. Gets it to Hoosman with 9. Well out on the left side of the key. He's got a favorable matchup. Drives, kicks it out to Moore. Moore for 3. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Ty Hadwiger. And that brings us to halftime. Your score, the Kearney Catholic Stars 44 and the Amherst Broncos 28. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to High School Basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. And, of course, they want to wish you a Happy New Year for 2013. And with the way the weather is and the ice and the snow, I know the folks at Ravenna Sanitation appreciate when you get your disposable garbage out to the curb for them and help them out in these conditions. It is 44-28, halftime, Kearney Catholic leading Amherst, and what an offensive showcase we saw earlier today in the girls' game. After being tied 16-16 late in the first, Kearney Catholic forced about 4 straight turnovers, went on an 11-0 run, which turned into a 16-0 run into the second quarter, and they ended up blowing out Amherst 92-52. Had 11 players score, 4 of them in double figures. There's just so much that you can break down in this game, and Coach Rick Petrie is here. And Coach, let's start with this. Amherst scored more points on you than anybody has this year.
Absolutely, they got to give them a lot of credit. They came out with a lot of energy and hit some shots early. And, you know, unfortunately, we probably weren't as committed defensively as we needed to be.
I thought they came out with a really good game plan. And let's face it, Amherst is the underdog in both of these games today. We mentioned when this tournament started, basically both schools were C2. Now they've fallen to D2. You guys have been C1 for a while. It's still a good tournament, but they're looking at conquering the Giant. You guys are both undefeated, boys and girls. They came out with a good game plan, and they weren't intimidated at all from the opening tip.
No, absolutely they weren't. You know, they did a great job against our press and got it down the floor. And, you know, those kids didn't hesitate to shoot the ball. And, you know, they knocked down some shots early. And, you know, we made a little bit of an adjustment at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of second. And I thought that, you know, kind of turned things around.
You were able to – they wanted to put some pressure on you, but your height is just too much for them. They didn't have anybody to combat that. You passed the ball well, and even if somebody was defended, and Megan had such a good first quarter, and Theron down low the second and third, you could kind of lob it to them, and there was just a lot of layups.
Yeah, we're pretty blessed with the height that we have. And, you know, fortunately for us, we did a good job of taking advantage of that. You know, I thought Megan was outstanding that first quarter. You know, she kind of carried us, and then Theron played good the second and third quarters, and guards shot the ball pretty well today. So, you know, all in all, pretty good team effort.
Did you get what you wanted out of this weekend? The team, and I don't know if 92 points is a school record, but it's pretty darn impressive, and it doesn't really matter if it is or not. But, I mean, the offense that you guys are putting up this season so far is unlike anything that we've seen in the, probably ever for Kearney Catholic.
Absolutely. Even the year that we won the state championship with Caitlin and stuff, we probably didn't score quite as many points. We might have been a little bit better defensively. And let's face it, the competition back then was probably a little bit stronger. But the kids are doing such a great job of sharing the basketball, and I think that's one of the big things. Michaela had a great tournament this weekend, but night in and night out, you don't know who's going to be our leading scorer. And, I thought Allie Prasoski on the break a couple times hit Michaela with some no-look passes for layups. She knew she was there. And, when you get kids to do that and understand that that's how the game should be played, it becomes pretty easy.
What's different about this year's team besides just another year of experience? Because let's face it, it wasn't like you had only one or two losses last year. You guys had a handful of losses last year, and this year there hasn't been a close game. What's the difference?
Doug, I think there are two things different. Number one, everybody's a year older, basically, that played last year. The other thing is having Bailey back. That gives us our third, six-footer. And, she does a lot of little things. She probably doesn't score as many points as some of the other girls, but she does a lot of the little things. She'll help us if teams press. She'll do the little things. She gets her hands on a lot of balls. And then, we had some freshmen and sophomores playing last year, and, a year of maturity has really helped them. And, everybody's a year older, and I think that's a huge difference.
What do you think about those kids that are coming off the bench? You've got some talented freshmen that are going to be coming along the way. We kid about how they were your student managers for a while, and now they're scoring points for you. How do you like the way that they're doing in the time that they're seeing, even in varsity, let alone the JV?
Well, they're making progress. I mean, that's what it's all about. We're kind of fortunate this year that we can bring some of those kids along and get them into some games. Some years you can't do that, but, fortunately this year's been one of those things. And they're making some improvements. They're starting to understand individually, they're working hard in practice and improving their skills, and hopefully that carries over, into the games that they get into.
Well, as all coaches say, the first third of the season is over. Now you've got the second third that takes you to the conference tournament. Everybody's going to be waiting for that 1 week where you got St. Cecilia, Seward, and Pierce, but you still got some games to play between now and then. What's next?
Yeah, we do. I think the biggest thing is we need to keep working to get better. Obviously, defensively, we have to make some adjustments in what we're doing, and Amherst showed us that, and so we'll go out, we'll work hard and practice next week, and then hopefully carry that over into Thursday and Friday, and then the week after that, then the fun begins.
All right, well, we'll be there for it. Congratulations on the 10-0 start. Have a happy new year.
Same to you, Doug. Thanks.
That's
very
Rick,
much.
You bet. Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They win it 92-52, 13 points for Jessica Fernandez and Sydney Tobenheim, 11 for Katie Klingelhofer. For Amherst, for Kearney Catholic, 23 for Michaela Mestel, 17 points, 9 boards, 3 blocks for Megan Anderson, 12 for Theron Baum, and 10 for Allie Prasoski. Halftime of the boys' game, 44-28 Stars. We'll look at the numbers in a minute.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Here's a look at the first half numbers of our boys game. First of all, for Amherst, Dominic Abbott has 7 points and a rebound. Austin Jen has 5 points, a rebound, and a blocked shot. 1 point for Trey Tobenheim and a rebound. Braden Eckout, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Kale Preble has a rebound. Ty Hadwiger has 4 points, 2 rebounds. Caleb Lockhorn has 6 points, 6 rebounds, and John Eberle has 2 rebounds. At the half for the Amherst Broncos, they have 28 points, 16 rebounds. They've been to the free throw line a ton, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 times in the second quarter alone. They just need to make a few more of them. 7 of 13, so they're 8 of 17 in the first half. They're 2 of 4 from three-point land and 12 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, they didn't have any turnovers in the second quarter, so 3 for the game. Matt Moore has 2 points. Brian Hoosman has a game-high 16 points, 1 rebound. Blake Holtmeyer has 6 points, 4 rebounds. Connor Strike, 2 points and a rebound. David Squires has 9 points, 4 rebounds. Alex Lees, 5 points and a rebound. Isaac Richter, 4 points and 5 rebounds. At the half, 44 points, 16 rebounds. At the free throw line, they are 7 of 9, 3-point land. They are 3 out of 11 and just 3 turnovers. They lead it at the half, 44-28. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Second half of basketball is underway, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball, leading it by 16, their largest lead 18. They were up to 17, had it cut down to 8, and then went on another run. Matt Moore drives the right baseline, double clutch off the glass and in, and Moore will score for Kearney Catholic on their opening possession of the second half, 46-28. Eckhout brings it up the same five starters for both teams that started the game. Abbott, Jen, Tobenheim, Eckhout, and Longhorn for Amherst. And here's a three-pointer for Abbott on the right wing. Needs it. Got it. He's got a team-high 10 points. Not near as many attempts from outside the arc, because they haven't had as many open looks as they did yesterday. But they are 3 of 5 from downtown. And it's 46-31. Squires, a real deep three. It's no good, but that's a long rebound to Matt Moore. And Moore will clear it out to Strite. Strite puts it on his hip, drives in, gives it off to Hoosman. Hoosman, short jumper up. And it is in. 18 points for Hoosman. Again, the Stars with great ball movement so far in this basketball game. They've been patient, too. High post ball in and out of the hands there of Lockhorn, and the turnover is number 13 for Amherst. Stars run the floor. Lisa, three in transition to the left-hand corner. Around and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Connor Strite. Again in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. It's no good. And this time, defensive rebound brought down by Austin Jen. Two-on-one, up ahead to Lockhorn, comes to the stop, puts it up, and it won't go, but he's fouled by Matt Moore. When Moore commits the foul, it's his first. Lockhorn looked up, and he was looking at the bottom of the net, so he had to adjust his body, and it just bounced around and wouldn't go. So he'll have to earn it from the line, where he's 2 of 3 and has 6 points. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. So 18 free throw attempts, and Amherst has only made 8 of them. College football in the third, 4.5 to go. Syracuse 26, West Virginia 14. Halftime, Arizona State leads Navy 34-7. Second free throw, no good. Hoosman rebound, hustles it up to the top of the key. Fires it to David Squires. Drives in, has his shot partially blocked, but it goes right into the hands of Hoosman, who scores. Lockhorn blocked it, but Hoosman scored it. And Kearney Catholic off to a red-hot start here, and Amherst turns it over. So a 19-point lead, the largest of the game. Kearney Catholic leading it 50-31 with 6:05 to go here in the third quarter. Boys championship game on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Sumner. And we got a body foul down on the baseline. No hand check. What do we got here? A body foul on Dominic Abbott. That's his third. And they're going to bring Cale Preble in. And they're going to take Abbott out. But down 19, and you've only played 2 minutes. I can't imagine they'd leave him on the bench very long. As the three-pointer off the inbounds by Lease is all the way down and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Lockhorn. Stars have not been making the three-pointers. They were 2 of 5 in the first quarter. They've only made one since. Jumper to baseline. Lockhorn, no good. Matt Moore gets his second rebound of the quarter. Up the floor on the right wing, he finds Hoosman, attacks the lane, pull-up jumper from 10, dances around, won't go. Rebound to Lockhorn, that's his 8th. So we're getting a lot of running done right now without any buckets. Into the corner is Jen. Jen trapped right-hand corner, steps through with the dribble, forces the jumper, it's no good. Rebound for Hoosman. And up the floor comes Bryan. Stops the right side of the key. Dishes it to Squires. Right back to Hoosman in the right-hand corner. Tries to get more flashing down the lane, but they overthrow him. And Kearney Catholic with their first turnover since the first quarter. Four in the game. Eckhout gives it off to Chen. Chen fires the three. It's almost banked in. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Amherst. So the last couple of minutes, not much has changed out there. And we're going to see a bunch of substitutions. Kearney Catholic's bringing in four new players, including Harrison Pierce, who we have yet to see. So you've got on the floor with Pierce, Isaac Richter, Blake Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, and Zach Jackson. And it is Kearney Catholic basketball. Hadwiger checks in for Amherst. With it is Jackson on the left wing. It's Derek. Derek gets it into Richter. Richter turnaround jumper comes up short, fighting for his own rebound, gets it, and he is fouled. Richter will go to the line and shoot two. Isaac's just so much bigger than everybody else out there. I can understand why the Amherst fans want him to be called for a foul every time he touches the ball, but ain't going to happen. The foul called on Ty Hadwiger is his second. And the foul by, or the free throw by Richter is up and in. He's got five. And the second free throw on the way, and it's in. So Richter hits them both. 52-31, Kearney Catholic with the lead. They're out to an 8-3 start here in the quarter. Full court pressure, and Holtmeyer called for the foul. Third on Blake. And what happened to West Virginia? Wow, they are just getting blown out. Remember when they were in the top 10 and had a Heisman Trophy candidate? They must not want it to be there today. Syracuse 33, West Virginia 14, 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Wow, oh wow. That's why you got to discount a lot of that September stuff. Across the timeline with it is Amherst, trying to get back in this ball game. Baseline, there's Lockhorn, little jumper, spins out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Preble's leg, and it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Stars trying to stay unbeaten. Kearney Catholic boys and girls both unbeaten so far this year. Low pass to Pierce, it's loose on the floor. It's a scrum. And a timeout call by Amherst. They're going to say that they actually had the ball, so Amherst will get the ball and a timeout. 4:16 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 52 and Amherst 31. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Again, these are our final basketball broadcasts of the 2012 calendar year, but right after January 1st, we'll be back with you. Teams start playing again on January 3rd, so keep it here on Classic Hits, ESPN Radio, and PlatteRiverPreps.com for the most complete coverage in the state. Here's Eckhout for three, and he got it. Braden Eckhout with his second three of the ball game, and it's 52-34. Kearney Catholic, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. The outlet pass is behind Holtmeyer and out of bounds. And just like that, Coach Don Lee says, get back in there, starters. So all five starters re-enter the game here for Kearney Catholic. Amherst with the basketball, and they'll get it into Eckhout, who gives it right back over to Preble, guarded by Elise. Kale goes with the left hand, spin move across the timeline, top of the key, stops there. He tries to get it to Hadwiger. The ball is knocked out of bounds off of Hoosman, and it'll be Amherst basketball. And they'll take it out in front of the scorer's table. Preble to throw it in. Preble goes into the backcourt to Eckhout. Braden guarded by Matt Moore in the Kearney Catholic man-to-man. Eckhout's pass knocked away by Alex Lease, and the steal is made. Lease gives it off to Hoosman, and another layup for Bryan Hoosman, who now has 22 in the ballgame, 54-34. Amherst trailing by 20. Another pass is tipped. It's loose. It's out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. Amherst will look to sub back in with Trey Tobenheim. earlier today. North Platte St. Pat's swept the doubleheader in the consolation game, winning them both by 17, 52-35, 51-34. Were the scores of the girls and boys games here earlier today down in Ogallala. Yesterday, Amherst swept Ogallala. Kearney Catholic swept North Platte St. Pat's. Lob in, trying to get it to Ty Hadwiger. It's over his head. The ball goes out of bounds off of Amherst. So the Broncos with their 16th turnover of the ball game. When the calendar turns to 2013, Amherst will be back in action at Overton. That'll be a big test on the boys' side as they turn it over here. Amherst with the steal, get it to Hadwiger, puts up the runner. It won't go. And the rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic and Alex Lease. And they want a timeout. Coach Don Lease doesn't like the way his team is playing right now. 3:12 to go in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 54, Amherst 34. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The Nebraska men's basketball team finishes the non-conference slate with a 68-59 win over Nicholls State today. And now as we get back to action, Kearney Catholic out of the timeout, turns it over, and Braden Eckout will pick it up and lay it in, 54-36. That'll make the top of Don Lease's head a little hotter. Now Alex Lease answers at the other end. His left-handed layup spins out. Rebound brought down by Lockhorn. All of those layups that were going in are spinning out right now for Kearney Catholic, and now on an outlet pass, Squires going for the steal, commits the foul, he knew it, and for David Squires, that'll be his third. It is the third foul of the half. Back in, Blake Holtmeyer, and for Amherst, Dominic Abbott. And Amherst still fighting to take it in front of their own bench. Eckhout looks into the corner, they find Abbott. Dominic can't get the three away. His skip pass is deflected, but Tobenheim grabbed it, got it to Jen. Back to Tobenheim, to Abbott. Open three is short. And the rebound comes down to Blake Holtmeyer, his fifth. Waits for the traffic to clear and gets it to Lease. Into the front court to Moore. Down to the low block. Quick jumper is up and in. Brian Hoosman, he's having a whale of a game. That's 24. He's got eight in the quarter. Hoosman is just always underneath that bucket. And that's not bad for a 5'10 senior. Eckhout trying to throw over the top of this Kearney Catholic zone. Bounce pass down low to Hadwiger, and a little late getting there is Holtmeyer, and for Blake, that'll be his fourth. So he'll come out, and Richter will come in with 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. 56-36 Kearney Catholic. Girls game, the Stars shot lights out, 92-52 over Amherst. Michaela Mestel led the Stars again with 23. Right now the Amherst boys trying to find some offense of their own. They'll lob it up top to Austin Jen. Throwing over the top of this zone to Abbott. Abbott over to Jen. Down in the right-hand corner to Tobenheim. Trey looking at a three. Fires the three. It's too strong. And Alex Lease will grab the loose ball for Kearney Catholic. Up the floor they come to Matt Moore. Moore lost control and turned it over. Coming out of there with it is Abbott. Kearney Catholic, five turnovers in the quarter after having just three in the first half. Abbott being guarded out by midcourt by Hoosman. Jump pass gets it to Jen. And then Hadwiger is mugged underneath. And we're going to get a foul called, I do believe, or they're just going to call it out. No, they're going to call foul. Isaac Richter got tangled up with him. And that's the third on Richter. Fifth team foul here on Kearney Catholic. Not a lot getting done here lately. A lot of whistles, a lot of inbounds plays. Hadwiger trying to work Richter, throws up a rainbow on the baseline from eight. It's no good. Lease pulls down another rebound, his fourth. He'll bring the ball up the floor, trailing the play. Kicks it into the right-hand corner, down to the low block. They get it to Richter. Richter forces it up. It's no good. Ball deflected out the hands of Derek Jackson. Jackson puts the shot up and in. Derek Jackson with his first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 58-36 Stars with a minute to go in the third quarter. Tobenheim to Jen. Three-pointer short. They've missed three in a row. Rebound comes out to Hoosman. Stars want to run. Out ahead to strike. Connor lays it up, and it won't go. Ball's off the rim to Tobenheim. Trey to run. Up to Abbott. One-on-one. He'll get fouled, and the shot won't go. The foul's on Brian Hoosman, his second. And at the line to shoot two will be Dominic Abbott. Abbott and Jen each scored 25 last night. Tonight, Abbott has 10, and Jen has 5. Two free throws coming up for Dominic Abbott. He's one of two so far. And puts the first one up and in. And checking into the ballgame, John Eberle for Amherst. College football update. Rice beat Air Force today 33-14. Arizona State leads Navy 41-7 early in the third. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Abbott hits them both. 5 in the quarter, 12 in the game. Also Syracuse all over West Virginia starting the fourth, 35-14. Syracuse leading West Virginia at the start of the fourth quarter. Had an errant horn here. So they'll have to inbound it again. Will the Stars after the made free throws. And Lease faking like he's going to throw deep. Bounces into Connor Streit, right side. Dribbles it up the right side. Almost lost control of it. But regains it and back over to Lease. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It looks like the Stars will hold for the final shot, leading it by 20. They're up by 16 at halftime. Amherst pressuring the ball. Hoosman back out to Lease. Lease gets it over to Connor Streit, 18 seconds. Back out to midcourt to Lease. To Hoosman, you've got Richter on the low block. Throwing over the top of the Amherst zone. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Lease still holding it at midcourt, 8. Gets the screen. Looking inside for Richter. There's no way to get it to him. The ball's deflected away. The steal is made. And from three-quarter court, the shot is on the way and no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 58 and Amherst 38. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament Championship game here on Classic Hits.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design, and like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here for the final quarter of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. As always, we want to thank our many fine sponsors and Athletic Director Ron Evans and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Amherst is going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. We'll see both of these teams more as the season moves along. Both good, solid teams. And you got to remember, Amherst, D2 playing C1 here in this championship game. And not doing too bad, but here's Hoosman again. Too much jumping ability. He's able to jump high, tip the ball to himself, steal, and score. And that's really all the Stars have been doing here in the second half, and that's 26 for Brian Hoosman. And it's a 22-point game, and Richter blocks this shot of Dominic Abbott as he comes flying into the middle of the lane, and Kearney Catholic gets the ball off the floor. Here they go with Lease. Lease spin move, puts up a wild one-hander, no good, got his own rebound, back up and in. 7 points for Alex Lease. And it's 62-38, Stars on top, now pulling away. Amherst steps through the double team, pull-up jumper by Jen, just won't go. And another rebound for Alex Lease, who's hit the board strong here in the second half. Then he loses his footing, ball's loose. Kearney Catholic trying to get a timeout, but instead it's a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll maintain possession. Referees, Mr. Jeff Schwartz, making sure that there isn't a slick spot out there on the floor. But as he tried to come to a stop, the feet just gave out from Alex Lease, which led to that brouhaha scramble. Up top with it is Lease. Into the right-hand corner, wide open is Connor Streit, so he takes one dribble, fires the 16-footer. It's no good. Rebound, Dominic Abbott. Abbott waits for the traffic to clear, brings it up on the right side. Good push of the basketball to Trey Tomenheim, right back to him. 6.5 to go in the game. It's 62-38, Kearney Catholic. And as Hoosman goes for the steal, he comes up empty this time, and that leaves Abbott alone. He'll put up the leaner in the lane from 8, no good. Ty Hadwiger takes out his own teammate to get the rebound and kicks it into the corner to Abbott. Abbott draws some contact, does a lot of 360 moves, and draws the foul. Kept that pivot foot down and just kept twirling like a good ice skater. And the foul on Connor Streit, his third. That'd be like a Jason Aaron's pirouette. As the foul is the third, we said, and the free throw is no good. And boy, Amherst has, and pardon me, but they've just been pathetic from the free throw line today. They're 10 of 22. And you need about 8 more if you're going to be where you want to be. Not that that would have them with a chance to win the game, but it would be making a big difference, and the second one is no good. Hadwiger tries to save the basketball, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos. Ty has a nose for the rebound. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you the final stats, talk with Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease, and then send you into 2013. Don't forget all the bowl games on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Storm Hockey and the Huskers, on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Lease, a long three. It's no good, and he got fouled by Preble as he shot the ball. Three free throws coming up. And for Cale Preble, it's his second personal foul. It's only the second foul of the half on Amherst. Oh, they're not going to give him three free throws. They're going to say it was on the box out. So it'll just be Kearney Catholic ball. You rarely see the official call that. They should call it more than they do, because he wasn't fouled when he shot it. He was fouled when he came down. Here's a three by Squires. Up and in. First points of the second half for David Squires. He now has 12 in a ball game. 65-38. Kearney Catholic adds to its lead. Heck out into the corner. Preble from 17. That's no good. Two Broncos are there. The rebound to Abbott. Abbott kicks it out to Eck out. He's got a three-point look. It will not go. Over the top, getting the rebound is Lockhorn. His putback is no good. Squires has the rebound. Outlet pass to Jackson, and Jackson is fouled as he takes it to the hoop, and Derek will get two free throws with 5.5 to go. The foul will be called on Cale Preble, his third. And for Jackson, he has one bucket so far in a basketball game. And the lefty puts it on the way, and good. Checking back in for Kearney Catholic will be Connor Streit. 66-38 Stars. And the second free throw, Jackson. And it falls off the rim, no good. Abbott with his fourth rebound, and Dominic will push it up on the right side. Throw it over the top. It was intended for Hadwiger, but he didn't know, and the ball's turned over. Number 18, Amherst, two-on-one break. They give it to Jackson. His one-hand runner is off the glass and in. Man, it was well defended, and Jackson just threw it over the top of the defensive player and scored. And at the other end, there's a fight for the loose ball and an intentional foul called on David Squires of Kearney Catholic. He and Ty Hadwiger were fighting for the loose ball, and their arms got locked up. And so an intentional foul going to be called here on Squires. And that'll be his fourth. And at the line, Ty Hadwiger will shoot two because it isn't intentional. Two free throws now, plus they'll get the basketball. Free throws on the way, and it's good. And that is the first point of the fourth quarter for Amherst. At this point in the ball game, that's not going to be a big issue. It's just probably a little embarrassing to David Squires. It probably wasn't an intentional foul. But when they got their arms locked up, let's face it, Squires, a senior, weighing 250, 260, is just way bigger than Ty Hadwiger. And Ty's not going to back down from anybody. The second free throw is no good. and Amherst will get the ball. Just good hustle on both sides. They just happen to get tied up. Let's see if Amherst can do something here with the basketball. Driving Abbott baseline. There he gets one. Dominic with 14. And it's 68-41. Kearney Catholic with 4:50 to go in the game. They break the press. Good pass from Holtmeyer up ahead. And wide open is Brian Hoosman for another layup. He's got 28 points. And four of those are free throws. So 24. He's got 12 buckets. At least 10 of those 12 are layups. And the shot at the other end by Lockhorn, no good. Nobody can grab the rebound. It's out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Checking back in is Austin Jen. 70-41, the Stars have just gradually pulled away in this basketball game. The closest Amherst was 8 points. And they have not been that close here in the second half. As the Stars break the press, Lease is going to take it right to the hoop. Nobody fouls, so he'll take it in and score. 9 points now for Alex Lease. 72-41, 4:20 to go in the game. Nice pass by Eckhout, but Lockhorn, as he took one dribble, dribbled it off of Holtmeyer's foot and a turnover. And now at the other end, Kearney Catholic got rolled over. And the Star fans, for the first time, have an opinion for the officials, and then it doesn't matter. It's taken right back by Hoosman. He'll lay it up and in, and there is 30 points in the game, and Don Lease is going to start subbing. Timeout on the floor with 4:04 to go in the game. It's Kearney Catholic 74 and Amherst 41. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you, like right here at Amherst. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda, Grant Sparks, our producer-engineer, bringing you home from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And Amherst turns it over out of the timeout. That'll be number 21, fifth of this quarter. Kearney Catholic with some new faces, or different faces. They're not new, and they're going to get called for a walk. So their 11th turnover. Into the ball game, Bryce James, Nathan Howe. Also in there is going to be Harrison Pierce, Derek Jackson, Isaac Richter. Amherst basketball. Kick it into the corner to Jen. Jen back out to Tobenheim. 3.5 to go. Out to Preble. Knocked away momentarily. He gets it back. Back into the hands of Jen. Gets it over to Abbott. Abbott runs the floor. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. Pierce up the floor. Has the ball kicked up into the stands. That'll wake up some people. And imagine that. A ball that goes right through the hands of Matt Hadwiger. Just like his high school career. Right through his hands. And he's got a red face. Make sure you mention that later on today to him. As a three-pointer on the way by James is no good. And the rebound brought down by Dominic Abbott. Kearney Catholic has not really been hot from three-point land. I've got him 4 of 18. They're doing most of it on steals and layups. Lockhorn makes contact with Richter and scores, and there's no foul called. Richter goes to the ground. Evidently, Lockhorn popped him in the nose. And Caleb Lockhorn will score. They'll blow the play dead to see if Richter's okay. He's not bleeding, but he did get popped. And that's a couple of big boys. If you drop a 6'6 Richter to his knee, he's going to stay in. 74-43. And the ball up into the front court to James. 2:45 to go. Into the hands of Pierce over on the left wing. The jumper is on the way. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to Kearney Catholic, but it slides out of bounds. And it will belong to Amherst. I believe number 5 tonight might be Tyler Mestel. We'll double check on that. In it, wearing the uniform number 5 tonight. Not listed on our program that way, but it is Tyler Mestel wearing number 5 tonight for Kearney Catholic. 2:20 to go. Bounce pass down low. Lockhorn takes the short jumper. No good. Well defended by Richter. The rebound comes down to James. And up the floor comes Kearney Catholic. Mestel stops on the left wing, kicks it back out to Pierce. Pierce 360 in the lane, walked with a basketball. And it comes back over to the Broncos. Coming in is Zach Johnson for the Stars. Ty Hadwiger for Amherst. Here's John Masker for the Stars. 2:06 to go. Richter's day is done. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up when we finish things up here. All the final stats, chat with Coach Don Lease after their victory here. We'll update you on a couple of college football scores as well. Here's a nice bounce pass underneath the Hadwiger. And Hadwiger, clawing up the back of one of the Stars, came down off balance. A foul called on Pierce. And two more free throws for Ty Hadwiger. He's been to the line a bunch tonight. He just hasn't had success. The free throw is short, no good. This will be the 12th free throw attempt of the night for Ty Hadwiger. And now Coach Clark Ribble is clearing his bench. Here comes Logan Van Dyke, Blake Kreitz, and Josh Gilbertson all checking into the ball game. And now the second free throw, Hadwiger. He's able to hit this one. And Ty now has 6 points in the basketball game, 74-44. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And they have the ball. Masker in the left-hand corner. Three-pointer good and a foul. Harrison Pierce nailed the three and just got de-cleated by Logan Van Dyke, who was a little closer to him than he thought he was. He turned around to box him out, and he just undercut him. And a chance for the rare four-point play here for the Stars. And Harrison Pierce puts it up and in. So Pierce with the four-point play makes 78-44. Kearney Catholic on their way to a 9-0 record. Amherst will fall to 6-3. But still, they're going to learn a lot from this. They're going to try and just get to the state tournament in D2. This is a decent ball club. Jumper by Van Dyke is off the mark. No good. Rebound by James. Outlet pass into the front court. Jackson. Zach to the baseline. Hits the trailer. Mestel. Mestel short jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Broncos. Coming out of there, Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim working his way through traffic into the front court. Stops at the three-point arc. Gives it off to Gilbertson. Minute 10 to go. 78-44 Stars. Gilbertson trying to stay out of the double team. And his pocket is picked by James. Here come the Stars with a minute to go in the game. James gets around Gilbertson. Leaves it off on the left wing. Skip past Mestel. Back out for the jumper. Pierce. Pierce hits the 15-footer. That's six in a row for Harrison Pierce. And the Kearney Catholic boys hit the 80-point mark. That is their highest output so far of the year. They had 76 against Ravenna. They had 74 against Overton. 35 seconds to go. Hadwiger dribbling out the top of the circle, going against Mestel. They know each other. He'll drive, he'll score. Ty Hadwiger now with 8 points in the ball game, 80-46. And a timeout. Kearney Catholic wants to get another young man into the game. Colin Muse has been waiting over there. So he will check into the ball game with just 25 seconds to go. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
We're down to the final 25 seconds left here in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic will throw it in. James is open. James takes the 19-footer. It's up and in. Adding to the Kearney Catholic point total. 16 seconds to go. Tobenheim brings it up for the Broncos. They want one more bucket. Trey stops, gets it to Hadwiger between the circles with 9. Hadwiger looking for some help, gets it over to Kreitz. Blake trying to get a shot away. The ball's loose. That's going to be the end of the basketball game. The final score, it is Kearney Catholic 82 and Amherst 46 in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The Stars sweep the titles. Amherst finishes second. North Platte St. Pat's beat Ogallala in both the third and fourth place games. Coming up, we have got the Misco Sports Postgame Show, our final 2012 broadcast. Glad you're staying with us. Don't forget college football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Storm Hockey tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM as they play in Omaha. We'll take a break. Be back with Postgame Show brought to you by Misco Sports after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Amherst. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Evans and all the fine folks here for their hospitality in Bronco Land. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Kearney Catholic scores a lot of points today in sweeping Amherst to the boys and girls doubleheader. 92-52 girls, 82-46 in the boys' game. We'll give you a look at the final stats here in just a moment. We'll also catch up with Kearney Catholic boys coach Don Leese. Score updates from the bowl games earlier today. Rice beat Air Force 33-14. Arizona State all over Navy 55-14. 5 minutes to go in the third. And currently on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, Syracuse 38, West Virginia 14 with 9 minutes to go. That'll be followed by Texas taking on Oregon State and Michigan State taking on TCU later tonight. We'll give you all the final numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we're back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Amherst Broncos. They had 6 players score. Leading the way tonight was Dominic Abbott, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Austin Jen, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Trey Tobenheim, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Braden Eckhout, 9 points, 2 rebounds. He hit a couple of threes in the game. I had Cale Preble with 1 rebound. Ty Hadwiger, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Caleb Lockhorn, 8 points, a game-high 10 rebounds and a block shot. And John Eberle also had 2 rebounds in the game. 16 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Amherst, 8 of 17 in the first half, 4 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half and 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Amherst had 28 points at halftime. They were held to 18 total points in the second half. And the Broncos finished with 46 points, 28 rebounds, 12 out of 27 from the free throw line, 4 of 11 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, 22 turnovers. Amherst will fall to 6-3 on the season and will play next Friday at Overton Their next home game is on the 10th against Eustis Farnham. And again, four of their next five are on the road, including Overton, Shelton, and Gibbon. They also have a road game at Pleasanton, but Overton, Shelton, Gibbon either are rated or could be rated when the new rankings come out. We'll look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Stars when we continue on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final stats of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. They were able to get 10 players in the score column. Matt Moore, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Bryce James, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Derek Jackson had 5 points and a rebound. Connor Streit, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 6 points and a rebound. David Squires, 12 points, 5 rebounds. Alex Lease, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Isaac Richter, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and a block shot. That's 52 points. The other 30 came from Brian Hoosman today. 30 points, that's a season high for anybody on the team, and 4 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 11 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, and a total of 9 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 44 points at halftime. They scored 38 in the second half, and they will finish with 82 points, 34 rebounds, 11 out of 14 at the free throw line, 5 of 19 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 12 turnovers, as the Kearney Catholic boys improved to 9-0 on the season with an 82-46 win over Kearney Catholic. When they come out of the holiday break, they will play Thursday at Wood River and host one of their rivals in Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. Still waiting for Coach Don Lease to pop out of the locker room. We hope to get a chance to chat with him, and we'll do that after this break on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And one final time, we're back here at Amherst. And just a recap of what happened earlier today in the consolation games, North Platte St. Pat's was a doubleheader winner over Ogallala, winning both of the consolation games, taking the girls' game 52-35, and St. Pat's beat Ogallala in the boys' game 51-34. Earlier today, the Kearney Catholic girls shot lights out 92-52 over Amherst. Now, the 52 is the most anybody's put up against the Stars, but Kearney Catholic just couldn't miss, had a lot of layups, and win it today with Michaela Mestel getting 23 points, Megan Anderson 17 points, 9 rebounds, and she had three blocks. 12 points for Theron Baum, 10 for Allie Prosaski for the Amherst girls. Jessica Fernandez, 13.7 rebounds. Sydney Tommenheim, 13 points. And Katie Klingelhofer had 11 points in the basketball game. Again, here in the boys' contest, 82-46 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Brian Hoosman leading the way with 30 points, 12 in the ball game for David Squires. And Amherst was led by Dominic Abbott with 14 points in the contest. The teams spent a little extra time. I don't know what was going on. You can't see the locker rooms, and they just pounded out what was going on down low. But they were in the locker room a little extra longer than usual, and they have just emerged from the locker room. And we are waiting for Coach Don Lease to come up and join us, and he still has not popped out of the locker room at this time. So we may have to move on without talking to the coach, who is now making his way this way. So we'll hold on for a couple of comments from Coach Lease here joining us in the postgame show. As Kearney Catholic wins it by a score of 82-46 over Amherst today to go a perfect 9-0 in the first month of the season. And they'll be favored to win their next couple of games, but Grand Island Central Catholic will definitely test them as well. So Coach Lease joins us here, and Coach, congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thank you. It was, you know, a good weekend for us. You know, Friday, Saturday, we did some good things. Things bothered me.
I was going to say, do I dare ask, both teams were in the locker room a little longer than usual. You guys had a big win here today. Do you want to comment on if there were some things that you talked to your team about?
Well, you know, I just pointed out there's things that we need to work on. You know, when to push the ball, when not to push the ball, when to do some things out there, adjust to what they're calling and doing some things like that instead of, you know, just going, what'd I do wrong, you know, and stuff. And that's frustrating when the kids come up and do that and going, well, you fouled them. That's why they called them. You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, our kids have got to adjust to at times, and we didn't do a good job of that stuff.
Brian Hoosman did have a great game here for you. He just continues to get in there. Your defense against the Amherst guards, especially as the game wore on, the jump defense, the way that those kids can get off the ground, you could just tell Amherst hasn't played anybody that could leap off the ground and take the ball away like Brian and Connor and your guards did today. Yeah. And Brian ends up with 30 points.
Yep, you know, and you know, Brian played, you know, some of the top of the 1-3-1 and stuff, and he's tough to throw over the top. You know, Reinertsen runs it a lot, so I'm going, well, you know, it's let's run some of this too, because it's difficult to throw over the top against some of those big guys. And you know, that's what we did. We started to, you know, with the 1-3-1 look out of it, and then we switched it up to, you disguise it kind of like a 1-3-1, and we ran and run and jump out of it and stuff. And, you know, the kids didn't, you know, we played well. You know, we just didn't adjust to some things, and some, you know, that's what was frustrating. You know, and then they put in a diamond press on us, and our kids threw the ball away a couple times, and it's like, guys, you know, we go up against Ravenna, who's the master of this diamond press, and we get, you know, some open things and did some good things against them, and then all of a sudden, nobody, you know, and it was just frustrating because they stood there, and it was difficult to get the ball where we wanted when you stand, and then once they understood where to go again, then we were able to break it.
And you're able to rotate kids in. You'll yank three or four at a time if you think they need rest or if you think they need talking to.
Yep, definitely. And that's what we did tonight. There's times some of the kids weren't adjusting to some of the things that we wanted to do, and a couple times we were in one call and they weren't in it. And so it's like I told them, you got to make sure that you're paying attention when we're in the huddles and stuff like that, because if all of a sudden you go in the game and then you're going, well, what are we in? It's not, you know, the responsibility of the kid coming out. It's your responsibility to pay attention.
Okay, you're 9-0. Can't be any better than 9-0, and you've only had one game within 10 points. So you're, I know by what you're telling me here, you're trying to get better and do some different things, not stay in that man-to-man all the time, expand on some things for conference, for postseason. Where do you think you're at through 9 games?
You know, I'm proud of the kids, what we've done so far through 9 games. We got to put some things in, fine-tune some things out here. before we put some things in. And, you know, the expectations for these kids is high, and they know that. And that's what I like about them. They come to practice, and they come ready to go, and they come ready to learn and ready to get after some things and stuff. You know, and, you know, I tell them right up at the beginning of the year, I'm sorry, I'm going to be the bad guy all the time. You know, to satisfy me is tough. You know, but these kids do a great job of getting out there and doing their work. And, you know, I'm proud of what we've accomplished so far, but, you know, what we're looking for the end of the year and to build on is it's going to take a lot of work.
Well, the only happy coaches I ever see are when they're hoisting that trophy at the end of the year. And you guys have had, you've had that experience. So I know what you're looking for, Don. And, congratulations on the start. We'll see you in 2013, and have a happy new year, man.
Thank you. Thanks for covering this, Doug.
You bet. Don Lease, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Boys, and that's going to wrap things up here from the Amherst Holiday Tournament as the Stars win it 82-46. You've been listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports taking care of all of our area athletes and teams across the state of Nebraska, thanking you for your business and looking forward to more of serving you and your schools in 2013. We will see you again after the first of the year. College football right now on ESPN Radio, and you can follow it throughout the night. Syracuse leads West Virginia 34-18 late in the game. That'll be followed by Oregon State, Texas, and Michigan State, TCU. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Kearney Catholic wins the championships today, 92-52 over Amherst in the girls, 82-46 over the Broncos in the boys.